When World War I erupted in Europe in the summer of 1914, the United States stood physically distant from the battlefields but deeply connected to the world that had begun to collapse. Across the Atlantic, ancient empires, modern armies, nationalist ambitions, imperial rivalries, and diplomatic miscalculations converged with astonishing speed. To many Americans, the crisis at first seemed like another European conflict, tragic but remote, rooted in problems that belonged to monarchs, diplomats, and rival powers across the ocean. Yet the outbreak of the war would soon test the meaning of American neutrality, expose the limits of geographic isolation, and force the nation to confront its growing place in global affairs. The United States did not enter the war in 1914, but from the moment the first armies marched, America was drawn into the conflict's economic, moral, diplomatic, and ideological consequences. At the beginning of the 20th century, the United States was no longer the young republic of the early 19th century. It had emerged from the Civil War, industrialized at extraordinary speed, expanded westward across the continent, and entered the ranks of imperial powers after the Spanish-American War of 1898. American influence now stretched into the Caribbean, the Pacific, and Latin America. Its factories produced steel, machinery, chemicals, textiles, weapons, and consumer goods on a scale that rivaled the leading powers of Europe. Its banks had become increasingly tied to international finance. Its navy, strengthened under leaders such as Theodore Roosevelt, signaled that the nation could no longer pretend to be merely a continental republic. Still, many Americans cherished the belief that the country was different from Europe, protected by the Atlantic Ocean and guided by republican principles rather than dynastic ambition. This sense of difference shaped the American response to the European crisis. Since the era of George Washington, Americans had often remembered the warning against permanent entangling alliances, even if they interpreted it in different ways. The Monroe Doctrine had asserted a special American role in the Western Hemisphere while discouraging European interference in the Americas. Over time, this tradition encouraged a powerful habit of thought. The United States might trade with the world, influence the world, and even intervene in neighboring regions, but it should avoid being pulled into the balance of power struggles of Europe. By 1914, that tradition remained strong. It was not absolute isolationism, for the nation was already internationally engaged, but it was a deep reluctance to become militarily involved in European wars. The crisis that ignited World War I began far from American shores, in the unstable politics of southeastern Europe. On June 28, 1914, Archduke Franz Ferdinand, heir to the throne of Austria-Hungary, was assassinated in Sarajevo by Gavrilo Princip, a Bosnian Serb nationalist connected to anti-Habsburg movements. The assassination itself did not make a general war inevitable, but it triggered a chain reaction among powers already armed, suspicious, and bound by alliances. Austria-Hungary, determined to punish Serbia and preserve its authority in the Balkans, issued a harsh ultimatum. Serbia accepted many terms but not all. Russia, seeing itself as protector of Slavic interests and fearing Austrian dominance in the Balkans, mobilized in Serbia's support. Germany, allied with Austria-Hungary, backed its partner and prepared for conflict with Russia and France. France, tied to Russia by alliance and still haunted by its defeat in the Franco-Prussian War, stood ready. Britain, concerned about German power and committed to Belgian neutrality, entered after Germany invaded Belgium. To American observers, the diplomatic collapse seemed almost irrational. Newspapers carried reports of ultimatums, mobilizations, declarations of war, and invasions. The rapid movement from assassination to continental war shocked the public accustomed to viewing Europe as old, sophisticated, and civilized. The fighting began with expectations of a short war, but the scale of mobilization suggested something far larger than a traditional conflict.